the first rule of campaigning is go where the people are. On this day at Manchester's Arms Park, the Granite State Brewers Association Summerfest has drawn more than 1,200 people. One of them is former New York Governor George Pataki.
There are two major attractions. First, good locally crafted beer. And second, thousands of young people who aren't going to watch network TV, but are going to be spending a Saturday afternoon sampling local beer. It's a great way to meet with them and talk to them.
And before he even gets to the first tent, Pataki is signing autographs, shaking hands, and posing for selfies.
Hey, you having a good time?
Oh, this is great.
Benjamin Horton is a PhD student at the University of New Hampshire. He hasn't decided who he's going to support in 2016, but he is pleasantly surprised Pataki is here.
We are voters. I think that's really important that he realize that the young crowd is out here to vote, and it's really nice to see that the governor can relate to people who are young and can talk about fishing and other things, beer, and nice things that we're interested in.
Pataki is one of several Republicans, including Chris Christie and Jeb Bush, who have shown interest in New Hampshire's growing craft beer scene on the campaign trail. Political science professor Dante Scala of the University of New Hampshire says this is likely part of this year's effort to court younger voters.
Certainly nowadays, you would reach out to young people through local, you know, whether it's local produce or local beer. Of course, beer in general has never been incompatible with young people.
Nor with more middle-aged people. Many of them shake hands with the candidate at Summerfest as well. And while it's unlikely craft beer drinkers will vote one way, Scala says it makes sense for Pataki to try to reach younger voters, who tend to be more moderate on social issues than the country as a whole.
George Pataki is definitely very, very moderate on social issues, same-sex marriage, for example. And so if there's a path for him to a new type of Republican, perhaps that will be the way he does it. He's certainly trying to appeal to people who are fiscally conservative, but more kind of a libertarian bent with his positions on social issues.
There are at least a few of these voters in attendance. Emily Conant of Manchester says she doesn't have many Republicans under consideration this year, but having met Pataki, she's willing to give his campaign a look.
Definitely. I mean, I'm
getting on voters' radar has been a challenge for this campaign. Despite spending a great deal of time in New Hampshire, Pataki trails most of the Republican field here in name recognition and fundraising. At Summerfest, he spends a lot of time introducing himself, and amid the hubbub of the festival, Pataki is sometimes overshadowed by distractions and noise. As he outlines his positions to one voter, his voice is drowned out by a passing troop of bagpipers.
I left the state government had more than 15% fewer workers, and we had the lowest unemployment.
But Pataki says he's anything but disappointed that he got to spend some time with the craft beer crowd.
Well, it's not a hardship for me. You know, I felt very much at home. So when you interact with a crowd like this, you learn, you meet people, and plus you have a good time.
And the beer!
Thank you. Good seeing you. Absolutely.
For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.